Let's get rid of Blade now, DASO launches petition. DASO calls on all South Africans to join forces with the DA to remove higher education minister Blade Nzimande. The time has come for the man with the pocket full of empty promises to be held accountable for collapsing the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. Just last week, the DA laid criminal charges against Minister Nzimande for his role in allegedly defrauding NSFAS through kickbacks paid to him, NSFAS board chairperson Ernest Khoza, and the South African Communist Party. If confirmed, it would not be unexpected, as it strongly suggests a familiar pattern of corruption associated with the ANC government. On 15th of January 2024, it was D-Day for all 2023 student allowances to be paid. This did not materialize, leaving thousands of students wanting and needing for their allowances to be paid. On the same day, a DA delegation conducted an oversight at the NSFAS offices to apply immense pressure on the ailing student financial scheme. During the engagement, it was revealed that there are no concrete plans to remedy NSFAS from its sorry state. In fact, the delegation was met with half-baked plans, if anything. These are only two examples of many to illustrate what a failure Minister Nzimande is. He's a man who lacks integrity and the drive to shape the future of South Africa and will forever hold a legacy of ramming NSFAS into the grave. In fact, he has no clue on how to resurrect NSFAS, or he just simply doesn't care. If he did care, the shameless minister would ensure each NSFAS student is sheltered and fed, but they are not. Blade's half-cooked solutions and press conferences will continue to fall on deaf ears for as long as students do not have the capacity to chase their dreams. Therefore, DASO is launching a petition to fire Blade and reform NSFAS. Click on the link and sign the petition. Show your support for a better tomorrow.